35 years ago this week, Aquarius by the Fifth Dimension was at the top of the charts. John Smith was 16 years old and waiting for man to set foot on the moon.
I recall it was hot and humid, a typical July day in western Ohio. It was one of those summers I spent swimming at the pond, doing chores with Dad, playing out in the fields, and making my own discoveries. My older brother Jim was out traveling the world somewhere. My teenage sisters were busy with boyfriends, and one of our local natives was in a small spaceship headed for the moon.
Eagle, you're looking great. Coming up 9 minutes.
I had a reel-to-reel tape recorder, a household item before VCRs, DVDs, and iPods. I carried it everywhere. This was obviously a day to be recorded.
July 20th, 1969. It is 10 p.m. The following are the voices of Neil A. Armstrong, Air Force Colonel Edwin Aldrin, Jr. They are the first men to ever walk on the moon.
Neil Armstrong was a local boy. He grew up no more than 20 miles away, and his parents still lived nearby.
We're now in the approach phase. Everything looking good. Altitude 5,200 feet.
Grandma and Grandpa were coming over. Mom had cooked something special, and we were getting ready to watch Neil Armstrong do what no man had ever done before. Grandpa was sipping his drink, wine or scotch, I don't remember which. But he was already on his second when Mom said, "He better land on the moon or Grandpa will get there first."
Hurry up or Grandpa will land first.
We copy you down, Eagle.
Listen, Tranquility Base here. The Eagle has landed.
Roger, Tranquility. We copy you on the ground. You got a bunch of guys about to turn blue. We're breathing again. Thanks a lot.
My mother loved to talk about one of her friends who dated Neil briefly in high school. She had found him a bit boring. All he wanted to talk about was flying. My father, the engineer, was explaining the events on TV moment by moment.
Roger, we got you.
We all held our breath at 9:56 p.m.
That's one small step for man, one giant leap for mankind.
When we marked the anniversary this week, I listened to my home recording for the first time since I made it. Like a science fiction character, I fell back 35 years to the day I first heard that phrase, a giant leap for mankind. But I wasn't thinking of Neil Armstrong. I saw perfectly my mom, Dad, Grandma, and Grandpa, all sitting in the living room around the television. Tears welled up in my eyes when for a moment we were all together again. In an era of war and assassinations, Neil Armstrong's feat was a moment of triumph and wonder.
John Smith is an environmental engineer and father of four. He lives in Severna Park, Maryland.
There seems to be no difficulty in moving around as we suspected. It's even perhaps easier than the simulations of 1/6G that we performed various simulations on the ground.